16 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We're pretty excited here in the Georgia FM studio. Suzanne Masefield, good morning. How do you do?
Good morning.
So, look, Suzanne is a body language expert. You have been reading people's body language and coming to astute conclusions on their personalities based on body language for a long, long time now, it seems.
A very long time, but not that long from a professional point of view, only a mere 20 years.
Okay, mere 20 years from a professional point of view, but well, when would you say you first started kind of just reading people in general?
Well, when I was a little girl, I grew up in the entertainment business in the UK. I was experiencing that people were feeling something, but they were articulating something completely different. And I found that really, really confusing. I didn't actually realise I was reading people at that point.
Wow.
And their body language
just as a young girl.
Yeah, as a young girl, that was something I picked up. And then I continued
with were you doing the whole, mummy, don't trust him?
I think I was doing a bit of that.
Yeah, right. So then you took it further. You studied the art of reading body language. How does one go about that?
Well, there's many different ways. I actually went sort of through the back door. I started with counselling. I'm a qualified counsellor. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm a mind-body analyst, which means that I actually read the shape of people's faces, as well as the postures and gestures that they do, and their micro-expressions. I'm a micro-expressions trainer. So I've done an awful lot of qualifications to ground my intuitive abilities alongside of that.
Can I just say, I've interviewed many, many, many people over my years, and I've never been so nervous in an interview. I just feel like I'm being analysed this whole time. I'm like, normally I'd go to do that. Oh, I shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do that. But look, it's fascinating, you know, what you can learn from about an individual based on their body language. You know, just some of the basics. What are some of the, the kind of the obvious ones that people do that say a lot about them?
Well, the hand-to-face gestures are always a high sign of a lot of emotional content going on for people. And generally, it's anxiety or nervousness or negative thoughts. So any hand-to-face gestures, if you see people starting to do that and you're doing business deals with them, well, you need to think about questioning some of what's going on.
Interesting. Look, we're going to give away a couple. You've brought some charts with you. You've actually got a chart, a body language reading chart, which we're going to give away. We're going to talk a bit about that very soon because we would love to have your thoughts because you've studied and watched a lot of these debates with Obama and Mitt Romney. But before we do that, hi, my name's Nick. You've been staring at my face for the last 3 minutes now.
I have.
That's Kirstine McKenzie. Say hi, Kirstine.
I've just been standing here going, don't look stupid or she'll know.
Okay, look, revealing. I don't mind putting it all out on the radio. What have you learnt from just staring at me over the course of the last 10 minutes?
Well, your face shows me, Nick, that you have a very good memory.
Yep. Yeah, okay, yep.
And you can be pretty stubborn at times.
Yep, hey Dean.
You're quite determined.
Not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, definitely can be very determined at times.
And you have a rather interesting relationship with money. It's quite conflicting. It's either all or nothing.
Yep, that's me to a T.
And you also intellectualise an awful lot of things, so I would suggest that you learn to get a little bit grounded and then you'd really be even more powerful than you already are.
Okay, that's some good advice. Thank you, Suzanne. Kirstine over here.
Eek.
Well, Kirstie has got this beautiful oval face and she's very fine-featured, so there's a delicateness about her, but she's got a very strong sense of herself with a really strong nose there. So she's actually quite a powerful being, but she's also very, very sensitive, so she could probably do some of the reading that I can do. She's a bit like this gorgeous fairy that really is quite determined to get on with life, but she's got this lovely creative nature about her.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, that's her. By the way, Suzanne, we've just met Suzanne for the first time. She knows absolutely nothing about us. We're going to go to a track right now. Suzanne, that is amazing. That is accurate as Obama, Mitt Romney. We'll learn a bit about that really soon.